For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
What's up, sports fans? BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BELIEVE. That's BLEAV. Use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com. ML Sports Platter back with you. It's all brought to you by our great friends at Stanley Law Offices, Rosie's Corner, and Camillus Golf Club. We bring in the brand new athletic director at St. Bonaventure University. So excited to talk to him. So excited to have him as an alum as well. It's Bob Beretta. Bob, congrats. Welcome. How are you?
Oh, Mike, it's a pleasure to be with you, and thanks for having me. I'm excited. It's been a whirlwind few days, but I couldn't ask to be in a better place.
So all the alumni on all the social media pages, everybody I talk to, text messages, my phone's blowing up yesterday. Everybody says the same thing. That's the guy we needed. That's the guy we want. When you hear that from the Bona faithful, what do you think? What goes through your mind when people say, we need you. You were the guy we needed. What do you say? How do you respond to that?
Mike, I'm humbled. And when you say that, it gives me chills. It really does. I have such great respect for Bona Nation. I have great passion for the institution. It's a people industry. It's a relationship industry. And there's no institution that has stronger relationships and greater passion than St. Bonaventure. And I didn't know that I'd ever make my way back there. I just hope that we don't let folks down. You know, we're going to come there and work really hard. No one's going to work harder. No one's going to be more passionate about the place. And no one's going to put the student athletes' well-being first and foremost more than we will.
What's first on the list?
Well, right now, this weekend is first on the list. I'm really looking forward to coming up on Friday with my family. We have a press conference, get a chance to meet so many of the wonderful people coming back, reunion weekend. I'll stay through the all the events on Saturday. I'm going to attend everything I can, try to meet everybody. So that's in the immediate future, Mike. I'll probably start on the ground at Bonas late July. I told the folks at Lemoyne that I would give them as much time as I possibly could to help in their transition. And I will do that, which is why I'm down at the NEC right now at AD meetings. We're down here representing and trying to bring some information back at this critical period in our industry. But once I land on the ground, I'm going to go on a 60 to 90 day listening tour, very similar to it we conducted when we got to Lemoyne. I need to listen. I need to learn. I need to meet all of our staff, all of our stakeholders, our constituents, people around campus. I'm a guy that is very collaborative, and I'm very engaged with the folks across campus. It's very important to me that we have strong relationships with all the folks, the faculty, the professors, and certainly all of our athletic department staff. So I'm looking forward when I get there Friday. I'm going to try to pull together a brief staff meeting where I get to meet our staff, get to begin to learn a little bit about them and what makes them tick and what drives and fuels their passion. And hopefully they get a chance to meet me for a few minutes. But yeah, those first 60 to 90 days, I'm going to be in a listening mode, in a learning mode, and try to gather as much information. And then I'll deliver a 100-day report to President Gingrich just on our initial findings and potential path forward.
Yeah, before you get out of Syracuse area, I'll have to hit you on the golf course quick, and we could listen to each other talk about our golf game.
Well, I don't golf. No, I'll caddy for you.
Oh, you don't golf? All right.
I don't golf. Yeah, you know, when I went to Bonas, my dad told me way back then. He said, "You need to learn to golf. You got a golf course right at Bonas. You got to take advantage of that." And God rest his soul, he was right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I assumed wrong, but one thing you did and did well was baseball. You were a captain. You've been in leadership roles. You've grinded your whole life. You were at West Point. You're at Lemoyne. Now you're at Bonaventure. It seems to me leadership, grinding, people, connections, all those different things equal success. You're successful. Your resume speaks for itself. What opportunity do you think you can offer, or not opportunity, but what past situation, what past experience, that's the word I'm looking for, do you think is going to be the most valuable in this role? You know, from way back, whether it's being a student or being in, you know, a sports information department or being a captain of a baseball team or being at Lemoyne as an AD, you know, and now a Bonna AD, what experience from way back or recent times can you use the most into this role in a crazy collegiate sports world with Portal, NIL, all the stuff that's going on, so many balls in the air? How do you connect them?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mike. And, you know, I leaned back into my days at Bonaventure. I was a team captain as a sophomore, and it really taught me how to lead at a position when you were young, and you had to lead those that were older and try to get them on board. And I just realized, even back then, it was a relationship industry. You know, it's about and making those strong bonds and getting people to trust and believe in you. But you also have to trust and believe in them and then empower them. And I think that's something that I've learned over the years to really get your folks involved, make them feel valued, and really accept their perspective and welcome it, because, you know, none of us are strong alone as we are together. And that's what one of my philosophies has always been, to be very collaborative and to be very much focused on the student athlete, very much a student, a servant leader, but also just utilize the resources, and whatever they might be, you have to maximize those resources. At Lemoyne, we were thinly staffed in many different areas, so we were creative. We built student staffs and in marketing and communications and creative, and we have so much talent on that campus at St. Bonaventure. I remember as we pulled that together at Lemoyne, I said, boy, you know, if I was ever to go back to Bonaventure, it would be easy to utilize all the students that are so talented and want to get into this profession. So I think it's about being creative, Mike. I think it's about being collaborative. It's about getting people on board, getting them passionate. And I think what you get from me is pretty much what you see. I am a grinder, and I take great pride in that. I've worked hard my whole career and have taken pride in that. And those were values instilled by my parents and my family and my upbringing, but certainly inculcated at St. Bonaventure. You know, I'm a middle-class grinder, and I take great pride in that. And I think there's no substitute for passion. There's no substitute for work ethic. And what you get with me is a lot of passion, high energy, a great sense of urgency, and my motor runs hot all the time. So nothing fuels me more than being able to serve our student athletes. And for me to be able to reflect back on my time as a former Bonas baseball player, now I'm going to be motivated every single day to work hard to make their experiences better, because I can put myself in their shoes very literally from 40 years ago.
Well, you can tell a lot about someone when they call you back under 10 minutes, which is what you did for me, and I can't thank you enough for coming on. I only have two real quick ones. I'll get them probably 90 seconds or so total time, and we'll get you out. We tried to do video, and it didn't work, technology, but I'm going to have you back and do a big video interview with you, too. Lemoyne and Bonas, similar, different? You know, can you compare the two? How are they similar? How are they different?
Mike, the passion about the two institutions is very similar. I've been blessed. I've worked at two great institutions, and now third in Bonas as my alma mater. Great passion associated with West Point, the long gray line. We all know that. At Lemoyne, I have yet to hear someone say bad about that institution. I consider it Lemoyne as Syracuse's hometown college. It's like the old Cheers bar. Everyone knows your name. Well, that's kind of what Lemoyne is, and it has been a blessing to work for President Lemura and her leadership team. Very much similar to there. In terms of the athletic program, it's similar there as well. Obviously, the Atlantic 10 is probably a couple rungs higher than the NEC, but you know, I just feel so good about the trajectory of Lemoyne, and that's what made this decision so difficult. The people, the relationships, and where that institution is heading, the future is really bright at Lemoyne, and that made it difficult, but in the end, having the opportunity to come back home and work at our alma mater is just too compelling to refuse, too compelling to ignore.
Yeah, it's such a great school, Lemoyne and Bonna is as well. Final question in under 30 seconds. When you're heading back to campus at Bonna's for the first time in this new role, what's the site you're looking forward to seeing the most? Is it the mountains, the RC? Is it Dev? Is it something else? The first site that you can't wait to see is what?
You know, Mike, it's the buildings. It's the rooftops of those buildings. They give you goosebumps to this day. When I see the 30-second commercial during basketball games, it sends chills up my spine. And then the view from what was McGraw-Jennings Field, but now the Mara Complex, and looking up at the heart, that's pretty special. That's going to send goosebumps up and down my spine every single day.
Yeah, no doubt. He's the new director of athletics at St. Bonaventure University, Bob Beretta. Bob, thanks for the time. Congratulations. We'll do this again very soon. Get the people to see you on camera as well. You're the best, and we're rooting for you. Go Bonas, and thank you so much.
Mike, thanks so much for your passion and all you do to support Bonas. Go Bonas on Pearl.
Not everyone has the experience and passion we do to fight for every client. We know they're counting on us to protect their families, employees, businesses, and themselves, and to be there when they need us with five-star local service. The big guys just don't have our local independence or commitment to offering the best value and choice of insurance programs. Choice, competitive pricing, and five-star service. That's CH Insurance. In your corner. Every day, every way.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.